Good evening, everybody. Here's Rabbi Levin.
Good evening. We begin always with a very heartfelt thank you to our host, Jake Weinman, for his incredible effort, Mesiras Nefesh, and devotion to all of us, to everyone in Klal Yisrael, bringing us together to have an opportunity to learn Torah. Shkirenjoyment.com. Jake, thank you so much. This week, we all know, is a very special week. It's Shabbos Nachamu. Nachamu, Nachamu Ani. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives out a command that the Jewish people should find comfort from their pain, from their suffering of experiencing the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Shekhinah, of suffering in Galus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu selected Parshas Ve'eschanan, always Parshas, always, without exception, Parshas Ve'eschanan is always the Parshas of Nechama. And some of the Darshanim tell us the reason why Ve'eschanan is Nechama is because there are two Nechamas in Parshas Ve'eschanan. Number one, the Aseres HaDibros. Number two, the Parsha of Shema Yisrael. What greater Nechama can there be for the Jewish people than for them to re-experience Matan Torah, to remember, to recall the glorious event of Kabbalah HaTorah, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and to reaffirm, to accept Ol Malchus Shemayim with the first parsha of Kriya Shema. Both of these appear prominently in this week's parsha, Parshas Ve'eschanan. Going back to the Aseres HaDibros, it's very interesting that we lay the Aseres HaDibros three times every year. Three times. We lay it on Shavuos, the first day of Shavuos. Those who stay up the whole night, it's the climax. Those who, whether it doesn't matter, stay up, they don't stay up. We lay the Kriya Satorah. On Shavuos morning, we lay in the Aseres HaDibros in Parshas Kisisa. And then we lay in it a second time in Parshas Yisro, as we go through the entire Torah, the Sidra. We go through the 54 weeks of the year. Every week we lay in a Parsha. There are 54 Parshios. Simchas Torah is not necessarily on Shabbos, but we go through the 54 Parshios. And we come across Parshas Yisrael, so we lay the Aseres HaDibros. And this week we lay the Aseres HaDibros a third time. Parshas Ve'eschanan, we have the Aseres HaDibros, we have a tradition that the Aseres HaDibros in Parshas Ve'eschanan are the Luchos Shniyos. There are a number of differences in the words, and of course, in the Tamei HaMikra, very few differences, a few different spellings, Vav Achibur, so on and so forth. But the Aseres HaDibros is basically the Aseres HaDibros. So the result is we read the Aseres HaDibros three times a year. If you would ask the average person, put these three experiences in order. Tell me which one do you feel is the most significant, impactful reading of the Aseres HaDibros? Which one is a lesser significant reading? And put them in sequence. I would assume that the average person would say that the most significant reading is when we read the Aseres HaDibros on the anniversary of Kabbalah HaTorah, which is on Shavuos. And the second would be when we lay in the same exact words in Parshas Kisisa. Parshas Yisro. And the third would be this week. You know, we're in the middle of the Ben Amid, we're in the middle of Chodesh Av. It's right after the Churban. We're laying Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, right after Tisha B'Av. And relating the text of the Luchos Shniyos, not the Luchos Rishonos. So this would rate as number three. But the truth is, if we look at the Haftarah is a bit of a giveaway of the difference between the three readings of the Aseret HaDibros. Shavuos, we learn from Yechezkel. We read about the Gilui Shechina, Yechezkel witnessing what's called the Merkava, witnessing the most that a human being can possibly see and perceive of Hashem's glory in heaven. The Nevuah of Yechezkel of the Maisei Merkava, very mystical, esoteric concepts. The second reading in Parshas Yisro, when we come to Parshas Yisro, the Haftorah is similar. It's similar to Yechezkel in that the Haftorah dwells upon a vision that the Navi had of Hashem's throne, his Merkava, very mystical concepts. It's a little bit shorter. It's not as elaborate. That's what we learn when we read Aseret HaDibros, Parshas Yisro. And the third time we read the Aseret HaDibros is this week. And this week we don't really find any glory, any magical revelations about heaven. We read simple things. We read nothing is simple. We read from Yeshaya, Nachamu, Nachamu Ani. We read about words of comfort. We read about Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't even appear that we're trying to even connect the first of the Shiva Dinchelta, the seven Haftarahs of Nechama, to Kabbalah Sator. But I believe that if you look, you study deeper, we will understand that this week is really the greatest revelation, is the most significant of the three. Let us explain. We mentioned before that Yeshaya is what is read from the Haftarah of Yeshaya, is what we read at Parshas Yisro. And we read from Yechezkel on Parshas, on the anniversary, on Shavuos, when we read about Kabbalah Sator. Yechezkel lived about 200 years later than Yeshaya. Yeshaya died 200 years approximately before Yechezkel came on the scene. And Chazal say that the level of prophecy of Yeshaya HaNavi was significantly greater, more exalted. He lived at a much more intense period of holiness than Yechezkel, who lived at the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. One fact compares Yeshaya to a Ben Krach, a person that lives, let's just use examples, mundane examples, just to get an appreciation. Yeshaya, he lived in Washington, D.C., 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Well, not exactly there, but let's say across the street. Across the street from the White House. And every other day, he saw the President of the United States, Kaviyachal Havdal Elif Alfi Havdalis, going in, going out, the entourage. He saw the whole show with the helicopter and with this and with that. Every single day, it's no big deal to see royalty, to see Malchus. Yechezkel was like living out in the countryside, the other end of the country, where for the President of the United States to come, what a big deal. Close down the whole city, security, the entourage, the whole show. It's a novelty. It was a novelty. And that's why Yechezkel, when he described the Merkava, he described it in such utter detail. Because for him, it was a novelty to see such a sublime degree of holiness. Yeshaya, when he described the Merkava, it's relatively short. Because, you know, I see this all the time. No big deal. I see this fairly often. So he didn't need to go into all the details because it wasn't much of wasn't that special because he was so accustomed to such high level of exaltedness. So therefore we would expect that if we're going to have a Haftarah that's going to bring out the revelation of Hashem. When Hashem gave us the Torah, Hashem revealed himself, not just to the prophets. Hashem revealed himself to every single Jew. Every single member of Klal Yisrael witnessed Hashem's revelation at the time of the giving of the Torah. So we would expect that if we're going to select the Haftarah at the time of Matan Torah, when Hashem gave the Torah to the Jewish people, it would be the reading, the revelation of the Shekhinah of Yeshaya that was on a higher, more exalted level. And when we read it in Parshas Yisro, part of the Sidra, it would be on a lesser level. And when we read it this week, it would be on a lesser level in Parshas Veschanan. Yet it's just the opposite. Why is it just the opposite? Because when Hashem gave us the Torah on Shavuos, it was a novelty. It was an event, a once-in-a-lifetime event. And we all know good and well that things that happen that are not part of our daily routine, it's very inspirational, it's very special, it's moving, it awakens us. But the effect wears off. How long does an uplifting experience stay with us? We can go to a beautiful wedding, we go to an event, a dinner, a simcha, and we come out uplifted. And it lingers for a week, 2 weeks, but eventually that's life. We go back to the regular routine, and it's just, you know, it's a memory. It's a memory. We hope, we try to absorb the lessons. And then there are things that are part of our daily life. Every day we daven, we learn, we do mitzvahs. It's ingrained in us. That's a higher level. When you do something continuously, it's part of your routine. That's very special. Shavuos was fire and brimstone. Hashem came down to the world. The whole world was watching. The birds did not chirp. The animals did not make a sound. The whole world was shaken. You know something? That type of event, the impact, doesn't stay forever. Therefore, we read from Yechezkel. It was a novelty. It was a novelty for Yechezkel to witness the divine presence. He described it in all of its details because he never saw anything like this. But when we come to Parshas Yisro, that's part of the Seder. That's part of our weekly routine. Bereishis, Noach, Lech Lecha. We go further. We come to Shemos, Ve'era, Bo, B'Shalach, Yisro. We come, Mishpatim. We come to our daily routine. Oh, the daily routine. That's special. It's more impactful. We learn from Yeshaya. A more exalted, deeper appreciation of the divine presence. A Navi that lived 200 years before, that had a deeper understanding, a closeness to Hashem that Yechezkel did not have. But then comes this Shabbos, Shabbos Nachamo. Here we are in Golos. We are in pain. Tisha B'Av, we reflect on all of the tragedies of the Jewish people, both the collective tragedies and the personal tragedies, difficulties. But we come out of Shavuos, out of Tisha B'Av, doesn't matter. Our faith is the same. Emunah Peshuta, we can see Hashem in the simplest, ordinary things in life without all the glamour. Moshe received the second luchos. It was a regular business day. No one knew what was happening. The world went on. Everyone went to work. Everything was exactly the way it always was. Who would know that Moshe alone was ascending the mountain to have a private meeting with Hashem where Hashem privately gave him the second Luchos. This is something very special. And in fact, that's the Haftarah of this week. The last Pasuk says, the most powerful Pasuk of this week's Parsha is the last Pasuk of the Haftarah of this week's Parsha. Se'u Moroim Einechem. Lift up your eyes. Ure'u, and give a look. Look around. Mi Avara Eileh. Who created this world? There's no fire and brimstone. There's no smoke and mirrors. There's no fire coming out of heaven. It's an ordinary day. It's hot. We're tired. We have difficulties. We struggle. Who created this world? Hamoitzi v'mispar tzva'am. The one who brings forth by number the hosts of heaven. Alechulam. Every single star, b'shem yikra, has a name. Le'roiv oinim v'yamitz koyach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power is awesome, beyond calculation. Ish loy nedar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not forget, is not distracted from any detail. Ish here in this context means a detail. Certainly human beings is not left out from Hashem. In the ordinary existence, not only do we have the magnificent part of the Seder, it's even greater. Even in the hidden details of creation, we experience divine revelation of Matan Torah. Even in Golos, even after the Churban, Hashem is with us. Hashem is near. He is close to us. As we actually read in the Parsha, Nik Hashem Elokeinu b'chol kireinu elav. The Goyim say, who is like this God that the Jewish people has, that whenever they call out to him, he answers them? Only the Jewish people. This week is the highest revelation of divine presence. To summarize, we read about the Aseres HaDibros three times a year. The greatest of the three experiences is this week. The lesser, into a certain dimension, is Shavuos. We read about mystical things from Yechezkel. When we come to Parshas Yisro, where it's already part of our daily routine, then we read about a higher level of connection to Hashem. And when we come to the Luchos Shniyos, that were given in, was given privately, quietly, without all of the fanfare, which represents the basic, the ability to see Hashem even in hiding, even in times of hester upon him, as what we are now in the period of comfort, we read that, wow, just look up to the sky, look around you, and you can see, Umi Bara Ela, I can see the divine presence. I don't have to be like Yechezkel, like Yeshaya, to go to Shemayim and see the Merkava. It's not like Yechezkel, which also went to heaven and saw a lesser degree. The greatest level is to just pick up your eyes where you're sitting right here on this earth and look around. Se'u Moroim Einechem Uru'u. Look at the divine presence. You, the common man. The common man. This is the ultimate. It's a novelty for Yechezkel. Yeshaya, it's a higher level. And this is the highest level where every single person can lift up their eyes and can see Hashem's divine presence in every little detail of this world. Ish loy nedar. Hashem does not ignore any little detail. Thank you so much for coming and joining me tonight, learning together. Thank you, Jake. Have a wonderful, successful week. Good night.